Happy Reformation Day. What? What, you thought... Hold on a minute. The door is open and it's echoing and this is just... All the sound is... George, you're supposed to watch this stuff and get... And what are you talking about that they thought... They don't know what Reformation Day is? The day that Martin Luther nailed the 95... Oh, they're still celebrating that old holiday from when the government approved church tried to do its hostile takeover of the Druids up in the British Isles. Look, if you're going to celebrate, no, I am opposed. Once again, taking the weird, unconventional surprise perspective, I am opposed to both celebrating and boycotting Halloween. No, you may not celebrate it, and you may not, you don't, it's a British holiday, it has British origins. I mean, were it not for the pig-headedness, so to speak, of the British Isles, the Roman Catholic Church would never have been motivated to invent this fake All Saints Day in the first place. Yeah, listen, if you're going to celebrate pagan holidays, you need to celebrate them correctly. You need to have the table of food where you offer food to your dead relatives and you beg the ghosts to help your cattle and your barns survive the coming winter. You've got to get this. You got to celebrate the whole thing. So if you're going to celebrate it, you need to really celebrate it. Look, if you want to put out, if you want to go trick or treating, that's fine by me. As long as you have a table of food for your dead relatives. And the tradition of trick or treating was supposed to be where you go to someone's house and you say this little pantheist druid, worship of the trees and stuff. You know, you may give some little fanciful magic blessing over someone's house and then they give you food in return. That's what trick-or-treating is supposed to be. But if you're not going to do that, if you're not going to celebrate it properly, if you're going to boycott it, then you need... Now, there's a difference between boycotting and not participating. There's a difference. But boycotting is like you don't, like you're anti. I'm not doing it. If you're going to boycott it, you have to celebrate Reformation Day. I think my adamantine yet humble opinion, if you're going to speak out against Halloween, you need to be a praying person. I mean, in the name of the Bible is your excuse. You need to pray and your prayers get answered. Yeah. If you believe in the Bible, then you need to have your prayers answered or you're doing something wrong. Not all of them and not all the time and not the most dramatic of your prayers, but you need to have some prayers that get answered. And if you don't have that, what do we call that? George, what do we call that when someone acts like they're part of a group, but they don't have opposer. Yes. Remember back in the paintball days, the guy that would show up with all the fancy equipment and the latest fancy shiny gun or I don't know what they call paintball. They're called paintball guns. He'd show up with all the expensive clothes and then he'd lose. He'd just get blasted all the time and he couldn't play. Yeah. Poser. We don't want. Other far more important things than celebrating pagan government church hybrids. Verb.inc, it's not .com, it's .inc, like what you write with, INK, verb.inc. I got it up and running. It's been revamped. It's got an Instagram profile. It's got a bunch of new wallpapers. Like, you can go download them for your desktop. They're work productivity wallpapers. They've got the cool little Ubuntu brand, and I may get that released soon. Watch verb.inc. It's got some Ubuntu code there, and hopefully sometime this week you'll be able to copy the code in, and Ubuntu will just install itself onto your Ubuntu machine, and your desktop and your apps will get a little bit of a makeover. Nah, this took a lot of work. What happened was I would install Ubuntu on my computer. I got sick of everything else failing and all that. So I install it on the computer instead of Windows or alongside Windows and then not use Windows. I get it installed on my computer and then I had to frog around with it for like 2 hours. So I got tired of frogging around with it. So I automated everything and I gave it to you. So there it is. Yeah, go check. Go check it out. I'm excited with it. Changing and revamping a lot of stuff this week. Halloween, since we're in the mood for Halloween stories, it's funny. I'm doing a Bible study with some folks, and the lesson that we're on today is Saul. When King Saul consulted a witch to bring the prophet Samuel back from the dead. There's another state-sponsored mixing of the pagan religion and the Bible. There you go. It fits. See? It would work perfectly. That was the irony. Ultimately, when you think about it, ultimately, Martin Luther's objection, it came from the Pope selling indulgences. You know, you go to purgatory for 1.9 million years or something like that. And if you give the Pope a whole bunch of money to build his big fancy buildings at the Vatican and Constantinople and stuff, if you give the church the money for their big buildings, the government church, their money for the big buildings, then you get time out of purgatory. And Martin Luther basically said, who's the Pope to say what happens in the afterlife? But if the Pope does have the power to let people out of purgatory, he should let everyone out of purgatory as an act of good Christian charity. Well, that didn't go over in Rome too well. But ultimately, when you think about it, the problems that Luther developed with the church were part of the pagan influence. It was all thinking unlike the Bible. It was all thinking in control, manipulation, pettiness, in not basic biblical terms where God sets us free. We use wisdom, not constraint. And we can live when we're connected to the living God. And the church had gone away from that into control, and it was this dead religious thing, and Luther was sick of it. So ultimately, it was on October 31st that he nailed his 95 Theses. You know, you'd post it on a church, and a church door. It was like a bulletin board, basically. And the day that Luther did that happened to be the day when a lot of it really began blending church and pagan and Bible with state-sponsored church in the beginning. So I should probably just get to the point. Halloween originated in the 9th century when Rome couldn't force the pagans of the British Isles to stop acting like pagans. If you can't defeat your enemy, join him, as the Catholic Church has done since Constantine joined the church and took it over via government blessing. All that ancestor worship, spiritualizing food during the harvest season, and calling on ghosts to help survive the coming winter, many Taiwanese Christians don't want to let that go even today. 7 centuries later, Europe had enough of pagan Christendom. On Halloween, Martin Luther nailed 95 Theses to a church door, and revival began. And that's the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.